Kulal Chane Fumareya Vachal Pe Dove Nevola Vachal Zos Lo Shavapo Vod Yodo Netuya. The Pasuk in Yeshaya. Maiva Odona Netuya. Arab Chanan Barava. Hakol Yodim Kala Nam Lama Nichnasa Lachupa. Ela. Kol Amenabel Piv. Afilu Chos Min Olav Zardin. Shall Shivim Shana Latova. Hofkin Olav Lura. Even if he has 70 years of good deeds, and he is a good decree about him for 70 years of Shaya. Ma'iva Odona Natuya. Arab Chanan Barava. Hakol Yodim Kala Nam Lama Nichnasa Lachupa. Ela. Kol Amenabel Piv. Afilu Chos Min Olav Zardin. Shall Shivim Shana Latova. Hofkin Olav Lura. Even if he has 70 years of good deeds, and he is a good decree about him for 70 years of good things, Chas V'Shalom, the whole thing is turned around, Lura. Omer Rabba Bar Shila, Rav Chisda, Kol Amenabel Espiv, Ma'mikim Lo Gehenom. They make him a deeper place in the Gehenom. Shenema, Shocha Amuka Pizoros. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar, Af Shomea V'Shosek. Even one who doesn't say anything, doesn't write anything, doesn't do anything, but he's simply silent when others conduct themselves in this fashion, is also chalila v'chas punishable. Shenemar, in the same pasuk in Mishnah Chavez, Zuum Hashem Yipol Shom. That's the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Aflamed Gimel. Maralmi Prague has a entire essay about this Gemara in the Sivat Snius. Rabbi Prague in the Sivat Olam has explained the various midos, speaks about Snius in general in the first perek, and this is something which is also critical and very important, that Snius is something which is not defined by human beings. You know, in this decade, Snius is that. The next decade, Snius is the other thing. A certain midos, which are divine, God wishes that they be present, and they must always be present, no matter what is happening in the outside world. Yes, undoubtedly, the Maralmi Prague would concede that some aspects of Snius are functions of human behavior. We know this from the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. Talks about Tefach B'Isha Erva, and it discusses there, depends upon what's normally covered, what's normally uncovered. That's the Maralmi Prague agrees to. But in principle, the principle of Tznius is sacrosanct, and the principle of Tznius is something which lasts forever, and it cannot be defined away by individuals who say, well, there's no need for it. And its proof is from the Gemara Masechta Eruvin, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Il Molo Nitna Torah Yisrael, L'madu tznius mechasul, and arayas miyona, various animals could teach us certain lessons in how to conduct ourselves. Says the Maralmi Prague, v'izbor lecha bebiur legamri, ki amidos einan v'haskama mibnei odom, k'mo shechoshvu k'tzas b'nei odom. The people in the Maralmi time, 400 years ago, also thought that if a certain behavior is condoned by society, but becomes permissible. If certain language becomes acceptable in certain publications or in certain media, so then it's acceptable, right? Because everyone accepts it. Wrong. Avol hamidos haros, same rose ba'atma, which means bad is bad, intrinsically bad. Hamidos ha'tovos, same tovos ba'atma. They're intrinsically good, not because some politically correct organization decided it's good or bad on a particular day. Ulefichach nimtzu k'tzasen b'k'tzas balechayim b'teva. Obviously, if it exists with certain balechayim, animals, birds, insects, it's not based on convention. It wasn't a convention of ants or a convention of doves to decide what's acceptable and what's not. It's built into nature. So too, midas, tovas, and roles are eternal and intrinsic and objective. That's the Maali practice in Perek Aleph, in the Sivat Tznius, in the Sefer Nesivus Olam. In Perek Dalet, he turns his attention, before we get to that, you can't go so fast. In Perek Gimel, I'm skipping most of it, but just in Perek Gimel, he speaks about Lashon HaKodesh, quotes the Gemara Pesachon of Gimel and Aleph, Al Gemara. Why is Hebrew called Lashon HaKodesh? He says as follows. The Rambam says that Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh, Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim, because Lohunach B'Lashon HaKodesh Lashon Miyuchad Al Dvar Erva. Ki Erva Sa'isha Nikra Osal Mokom. Erva Zachar is called Aver. Tashmish is called Bia. We always use euphemisms. In Lashon Kodesh, in the Rambam, there are no bad words, quote unquote, because everything is referred to with a euphemism. That's the Rambam's sheet. Says the Maral, that's not the whole story. No, it's more than that. It's Lashon Kodesh because the Lashon is pre-Vitoldos Adam, Mashemotzi Misvasov. That which a human being does is and creates with his mouth is something which is the called Lashon. And therefore there are two Lashons. One is Kodesh. We said that Kedusha Shiesh Adam. And then there's Lashon Hamoni, there's the, you know, there's the masses. So, because the person is a Tzad Chol. And we know that the world was created by Lashon, and therefore it's Lashon Kodesh. The Torah and Sefer Kodesh are called Lashon Kodesh. Because after all, the Torah is Kodesh. And after all, he says further than that, Lashon is the tachlis of the entire Bria. Because the Tachas of Bria was the last Bria which was man. And what's the last thing of man, the most distinguishes man from the rest of the creation, is Lashon, Dibur. And of course, Ksiva Kedibur in many respects. This is how a person writes and how a person speaks. This is Lashon HaKodesh. And the whole world was as Kodesh, came into existence finally through Kedusha, through Lashon, and through the man being able to speak. V'yadam nefesh chayas is the targum unklas is ruach memalala that separates man from the animals. As a matter of fact, the Sifrei philosophy say that it's four levels. It's domain, someach, chai. What's next? Midaber. It's a different human as a midaber. That's what distinguishes man from other animals. And therefore, he says that's why it's called Lashon Kodesh, not just because there are no quote bad words in Hebrew, except it's a result. Since Lashon Kodesh, therefore there are no bad words. Sivas and Mesubah, Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel that we read before. This is as follows. Shabbos like this. Why is the punishment so terrible? Why? He says Dibur Shel Adam is Davar Kasha, and Dibur LaLashon Kasha. It's a terrible thing. Mida connected Mida is an onesh kasha ma'ot. But it goes further than that. If a person is menabel as piv with some other things, it's bad enough. But if a person is menabel as piv with any of our rights, and our rights is also davar kasha ma'ot, about which it is said, ki es kol ha'toeva so'el, and it's again Lashon Kosher was in Yevamos Av Chafala from an Aleph, and the Dibur Bat was Kosher, V'yischaber Koshi Aloshon with Midas Erebo Shem Midah Kosher, so it's Kosher squared, and therefore what he would get as a result, Gzeros Koshos, as the Gemara says it in Shabbos Lamed Gimel, Gzeros Koshos, because Dibur was Lashon Kosher and Erebo was Lashon Kosher, and terrible things happen, Midah Keneged Midah, and the Chedah Dibur Peh. Because Bachurei Yisrael are supposed to be chazakim, for Royal Amachius, they're supposed to be alive and well and healthy and vibrant, and they die, Rachman al-Islam. Why? Because of the koshi of the Nibul Peh, the Dibul Lashon Kashem, Kibul Arayas. And that's the pshat over here. Hakol Yodim, Kala, Lama Nichlas of the Chuppah. What does that mean? Means, Ein Nirah Kol Kach Achet, Ki Hakol Yodim, Kala, Lama Nichlas of the Chuppah. Talking about the mature adults, they know why a kala goes to the chuppah. They know what it means, a relationship between a man and a woman. So what's the big deal? So they call it this, so they call it that, and he used this expression or that expression, so it's explicit, so it's implicit. What's the difference? That's what the Torah Gemara tells us. No. Despite the fact that everybody knows, if it's expressed explicitly in a vulgar fashion, this can cause terrible, terrible punishments. A terrible, terrible thing. And not only that, says the Maharal, even someone who's silent in the face of such outrages can be punished terribly. There's a chet b'dibur, it's called nibul peh, and he adds, v'ashomea yesh lo din ha'ona b'chol mokom, shomea ka'ona. We learn about shomea ka'ona, you know, and krishma, and shmon esrei, and halel, and brachis, and kiddush. But it's shomea ka'ona by nibul peh, rachmon al itzlan. A person hears or reads nibul peh and is silent, chas v'shalom, the silent person can be punished as well. Ad kan diri marami prag, zecha tzadik l'roch. So you'll say, what's so terrible? After all, we know that a relationship between a man and a woman is such a beautiful thing, and it's so kodesh. I want to read to you some excerpts from the introduction of the Bala Nesivis, Bala Makor Chaim, this year, to Shir HaShirim. Very beautiful introduction. So as far as Avada, it's correct. Avada, no question, the relationship between a man and a woman is so holy, it's so pure, it's so exalted. No question about it. No doubt about it. However, unfortunately, there's also a Tava Chomris, Bahamis, Yitziras HaBehema. Those who are overcome with their lusts, with their drives, which they share together with animals. The Marami Prag was explaining before that speech is a uniquely human function. And so is writing and thought. That's why the punishment was so difficult for those who express themselves in a vulgar way of nibul peh, or write nibul peh. But here he's saying as far as the physical relationship between men and women, it consists animalistic. Mating is nothing new, it's just unique to humans. There's mating in the animal kingdom too. And therefore there were those who took what could be a special human relationship between Ish and Isha, in terms of their human capacity to understand and to appreciate and to bestow kindness and to establish a home, things which do not exist in the animal kingdom. And they forget about all that and they concentrate on the animalistic aspect of this kind of a domain of life. It gives a mushroom. There's a beautiful palace, a migdol, the most beautiful palace in the world, that won the architectural award for the nicest palace in the whole wide world. There's never been a building like it. Even the Gan Eden, nothing was as beautiful as this. He made a beautiful painting. Beautiful painting of this gorgeous, gorgeous migdol. For a near bit to Euro, Kihilu Mamish Bonal Talpius. For Kulam, I alone to be men of Neubinian Migdol. Afghan and Nearland. They couldn't see the original migdol. It was someone on an island somewhere, but they saw the picture. For Cholaola, I unanim is Minoi Bibinian Amigdol Mitsir Anir. They saw the picture, and the whole world knew this picture, and they saw how beautiful the actual palace was. Achakach. Bo Odom Echer Ra Malolim. A man came, a bad person. He painted the whole thing over with graffiti, so the thing looks ugly and disgusting. Why? Whenever a person thinks about the picture, he thinks about the graffiti, he puts all the dirty words, and bad, ugly things. So no one thought that the migdol was nice anymore. He says, the migdol is as nice as it always was. The migdol on that island is as beautiful as it ever was. The picture that we have of this migdol was rendered vulgar by some graffiti artist. And now everyone thinks about the picture, since they don't know what the migdol itself looks like. They just know about the picture. And the picture is vulgar because of this graffiti artist. So they think the whole thing is vulgar. Similarly, Benish Liishto, Dvorim HaKadoshim V'Gvorim El Dvorim Nimshlu B'Dvorim HaKadoshim. So what happened? What's Shir HaShirim? Shir Hashim is the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. So Shlomo HaMelech wanted to pick the most exalted relationship he could think of in this world as a mashal for the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. So he chose the mashal of the man and the woman in the most exalted fashion. In the most exalted fashion. V'kasher kamu harishoyim shenimshalu kebehemos nidmu v'shchisu toar ha-mashal. They took the man-woman relationship, which is so exalted, and they destroyed it. They made it vulgar, they made it disgusting, they made it ugly. Nishchas be'eneyem mare tor ha-nimshal. So the man, if God and Israel is compared to man and woman, and man and woman has become disgusting in their eyes, they don't understand the mashal. What's this? What's this going on in Shir Hashim? It's X-rated. What is it? Because they don't understand. That it's Kodesh Kadosh, if I can't, the Gemara tells us. It's the highest Madrega, higher than the rest of Tanakh, because it's Kodesh Kadoshim. But unfortunately, this Kodesh Kadoshim has been so debased by those who are graffiti specialists who write all over this kind of relationship in such vulgar terms, that therefore the whole thing has become misunderstood. And actually, the holiness has been removed as far as the entire outside world is concerned. Only those who Yodei never understand how deep the relationship and how profound and how exalted it really is. We have a Gemara in Pesachim, a Gemara in Shabbos, a Maharal Prag, a Baran Nesivis, and there are many more sources which can be adduced to discuss this issue. I think I've brought you enough sources, now to get to the point. Unfortunately, there were those who maintained that Hefech Das Maharal, that whether certain terms can be used or not, certain things can be written befarish explicitly or not, all depends upon convention of human beings. And if certain things are accepted in society, so even though it wasn't accepted 20 years ago, but it's accepted now, so it's accepted. And they don't understand that it's not the society of 20 years ago or the society of today that decides what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. These things, as the Maharal said, are given from the divine. And if you derive sneers from in the Mullah, and we learn lessons of this nature from the Yonah, even though they don't have conventions and they don't have societies and they don't have different things which may or may not be said or printed, I mean, there's eternal values. And these eternal values are what keep us alive and what give us the Kedushas HaZivuk and the Kedushas HaBayit B'Yisrael. And this is something which must be maintained at all costs. And although there's often a time to be silent, and those of you who know me over a long time know that I'm speaking from the silent ones. I don't make my calls, I don't jump around, I don't make protests all the time. A lot of things go by and I say, nope, I don't like it, but what's the big deal? Something's a line which you cannot cross. And the line has unfortunately been crossed, and this issue crossed with a vulgarity, which is far, I've been around here a couple of years here, I think it's unprecedented, absolutely unprecedented. With outrageous vulgarity. Outrageous. Outrageous. Gone beyond the media. I mean, even the regular standard media that has really gone so stooped so many levels in all these years, it's gone even beyond. And in my humble opinion, anybody who is silent in the face of this outrage, Rachmona Litzlan, has to watch out for the Gemara and Shabbos. Afa Shomer Vishosim. Someone never heard about it, doesn't know what I'm talking about. Okay, doesn't know what I'm talking about, doesn't know. He's okay, it's put, because he didn't hear it. He doesn't know about it. Whoever knows what I'm referring to, and I suspect that everyone knows what I'm referring to, has nachiyuv macho, an absolute chiyuv to protest, in the harshest and strongest terms. And how your protest takes place, whether it be with petitions, or whether it be with speaking to individuals, or whether it be with castigating individuals who are involved in this, however it takes place, it must take place. No one can, yes, right? Tashbisu somi batechem. Sars ye sahara. You know, we have to really clap al-chet. I think all of us, I have to clap al-chet myself. Maybe if I were to protest at some earlier stage, somewhere along the line, some earlier year, some earlier something, then this wouldn't have happened. Hey, because you know, something happened, so I didn't like it. No, I was quiet, and the others were quiet. So look, you're quiet. You know, you can do whatever you want. Right? There's no boundary. You can do anything goes. Right, maybe I have to clap off that myself. Maybe I can't be quiet so long. I have to yell at much smaller offenses. Maybe if people yell at smaller offenses, then others really can't do such a major offense. Can't do it. You can't do it. That's my cheshbon. I don't know. Everyone has to do tshuva. But l'aniyas da'iti is no time for silence, and there's no time for accommodation. And I'm a big accommodationist. There comes a time you have to say, adkan. This is broken all the rules and all the whatever modicum of decency that exists here in this place has been trampled upon. That's exactly what's happened. And it's a sticker in your face. That's the whole word. I'm going to stick it in your face. I'm going to do it. And of course, without going into details, there's a lot of shenanigans. You know, who's to blame? Who's this? This anonymous, the other guy's also anonymous. It doesn't exist. And this, and the guy's not here anymore. Who's the one can pin the blame on? He's dodging this. I didn't know. Listen. That's not the point. I'm not here, chas v'chalila, to hang somebody up. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to we have to express outrage. There's no word less than that which will suffice. Absolute outrage. And we have to vilify such activity. We just said, yitamu chatoim and us, chatoim v'lochot. I'm not interested in hanging somebody up. But the chatoim, this outrage, must be excoriated in the strongest possible language. And I say it for a reason. I have right in here, not only do I have the Dover HaMuktzah Smiyus, which I don't want to cover up, but I also have a petition here, right in here. And the petition is already a backlash. Free speech! Free speech, you didn't see? Free speech! Yeah, sure. It's in here, excuse me. And among the outrage, look at the cover of the picture, you know, the guy standing by the Pesel Maravi, you know, and then all of a sudden, and the disclaimer is, because after all, the literary value, come on, Ramosa, I didn't want to see it, but this is this one. An open letter to President Norman Lamb. Dear President Lamb, we write to express our outrage. But my fellow is outraged. Mida connected Mida. Your decision to confiscate copies of the Yeshiva College Literary Journal Kol because of passages containing, quote, foul. The word foul is a quote. No. Language, as if you can get more foul than that. I don't know what they have in mind. And references to sexual matters. This act is a gross violation of the twin pillars of free thinking and free speech upon which any credible institution of higher learning rests. Talk about a high horse. We understand that a considerable number of our fellow students find certain passages in this journal offensive and inappropriate. Sadiqa. We also understand the university's administration's concern about the reaction this publication may elicit in certain sectors of our community. However, we believe that neither one of these concerns compels us to abandon our university's commitment to open, honest, and mature discussion and expression. No institution that values the creative capacity of God's most treasured creation, I'll be proud, can legitimately engage in this most egregious form of censorship. The headshot. These are the people who are giving us Musa. Okay? Nor we believe is it appropriate for a university president to dictate the parameters of free speech and artistic expression on campus? We have much more to fear from those who seek to shackle our minds than from those who challenge us to use them. We hereby request a meeting with you to discuss this matter and urge you to restore the institutional and intellectual integrity of Yeshiva University by reversing this tragic decision. Respectfully yours, Students and Faculty United for Freedom of Expression Committee Information. whoever sent the fax, cut off the names. I'm not, again, which doesn't matter, because I don't want to, I'm telling you, Tamil Chatoim Velo Chotim. Rabbi Osai, what this means is, that there's a need for a response, not only from Rabbeim. We have students and faculty, we have to have students and faculty who are united against freedom of expression. You say, a bigot? Yeah, sure, it's freedom of expression. It's freedom of expression within certain parameters. I mean, you know, you certain things you just can't do, you just can't do. This is beyond the pale. As, you know, even those who have told us that you can't go into a crowded theater and yell fire, that's freedom of expression. Why not? Freedom of expression. The answer is because it's dangerous. You guys get trampled and running away. It can cost lives. Well, here too, it's going to also cost lives. It can cost spiritual lives. We feel very strong, I'm speaking for myself, I shouldn't say use we, I, that it's critical that Talmidim be at the forefront of an absolute statement that this cannot go on. It's not what's called freedom of expression. And moreover, since Rabbi Lamb has, quote, stuck his neck out, and as far as I understand, acted against the advice of, quote, counsel, who told him he could be subject to a lawsuit, maybe sugar in the community. I mean, you and I can be sued over everything we say also. I can be sued over this tape for all I know. Doesn't matter to me. But there comes a point, we have to be said, okay, so sue me. Because the damage is so terrible. There just has to be a line which has to be drawn. And unfortunately, you see, that's why I can't take some of the blame for myself. Because so many things go on, I say, you know, this is bad and that's bad. Another thing is bad and it's really bad, but no, we fight about this and fight about that. Our job here is to learn. I already told you, our job here is to learn. Your job is certainly to learn. But even my job is to learn, believe it or not. We have to learn, and the Torah should give us a light which will dispel so much of the darkness around us. But sometimes this attitude of laissez-faire, and you know, so this happens. So they have TVs, and they have movies, and they have videos, and they have this and that. No. So you know, it doesn't hurt me so much, and it's this, and they have the boys, and they have girls. And no, as bad as it is. But you know, I've said my piece on various occasions. I'm not even totally silent. I'm on the record on these matters. I've already been myself bashed in the quote-unquote enlightened press of this institution. I don't mind. I'm proud of it. And if they want to bash me on this speech, I'm happy to be bashed. If they want to mention my name as being the villain, I'm proud of it. They can tell them they can do it. I don't mind. If they want to put out a petition against me, I don't mind. But in my opinion, there comes a point you have to stand up and be heard. This is the point. There's a point you can't be silent. When nibble pair of the worst order can be foisted upon the Talmid of the yeshiva in their mailboxes. I'm not discussing what goes on in a side room, which is bad enough. What goes on in some TV show which is being shown, which is also bad enough. But they can throw it on you and say, here it is. Next thing you know, they can put, I don't want to say, I'll tip the fellas up, but you can think for yourself what might be next. It's outrageous, absolutely outrageous. And unfortunately, and here I feel really bad, there's some yeshiva bachim, or even when I mean really yeshiva bachim, someone got involved, got trapped in there, I don't know exactly how it happened, I don't understand it. But certainly, we have every responsibility. I'm being very seriously to make a machal. How the machal? I don't know. I don't run the internal organization of the students, whether it be official or unofficial. At the very least, Talmidim should write this, express their support of the Baal Peh B'Chsav to Rabbi Lam and to the various other individuals. I'm afraid to mention, I shouldn't get into trouble, who were Mekane Kines Hashem Tzvokos, who took matters into their own hands, literally. And did whatever they could to minimize some of this damage, and they're mamash heroes. In today's world, they're also being attacked. Oh, you're an Uncle Tom, you're this, you're that, you're a stooge, you're a prude, you're a neb, you're a nerd, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, what they use about these individuals, who are just trying to maintain what the morale said. which is the paternity of standards, of ethics, which apply even in the animal kingdom. Mamish, this is worse than the animals. Because the animals of the Maharal said what they do when they're mating, v'chule, there's no thought, it's just an instinct, and that's the end. When human beings reduce their language, which is what distinguishes us from the animals, and instead of using the language to express Lashon HaKodesh, Davash HaBekdusha, they use the language to express Nibul Peh, so they're worse than the animals. Worse than the animals, not the same. Worse. Animals can't have this in a Nibul Peh. That's why the Gzeira is such a terrible Gzeira. You want this sometimes, Rahman al-Atsan. They're Bachurei Yisrael. Of whom the Gemara's about Mesim. I don't mean Mesim from sickness, Rahman al-Atsan. There's those who know this. Terrible things happening here and there. And it's Khalil Mesim from in the army in Eretz Yisrael, from Khalil from terrorism. What are we going to do about it? We're going to sit here and say, we're going to be quiet while this is going on? Chas v'shalom. If we're quiet, that means we don't care about Bachurei Yisrael who are standing on the front, who are running around there in Yisrael, who are subject to these terrible things. We must be strong. We must be outspoken. We must be forceful. And this is not a time to be so concerned with, you know, hurting somebody's feelings. I consider myself to be an individual who's worried about other people's feelings. I'm not after any individuals. I'm after that such a thing could take place in this yeshiva. There's really no words. There's no words to say about this. It's just, you know, you have to express yourself. Everyone should find his own way. I don't know how. If something's happening, you want to ask my advice, if it's something appropriate or not, I'll be happy to give you my advice. You'll heed if you so desire. But everybody has to take upon himself somehow or other, find a way, not chalila to get out of the category of Shomer v'Shosek. You can't be in that category. Look at the Gemara Lamed Gimel. You can't be. You cannot be a Shosek. Unless you were a Shomer. I guess now I ruined it for you. Now everyone was a Shomer. Whoever walked into the room was now a Shomer. Now you can't be a Shosek anymore. You have to get up and say, do something, write something, say something. You can't. Okay. That's the beginning. That's Pesach Lamed Gimel. I don't know if Sachem Daphe. I hope I made myself perfectly clear. I don't leave any questions and answers. I think it was very clear. I'll invite my Shimon Sachem if each other should be so clear as this. Okay, Rabbos. So here on Daphe and base, we read the Gemara of this very briefly, but there are three things we learned from Rabbi Akiva. Shema b'nei Rabbi Akiva Tlas, the very top line on Hayim Beis. Shema b'nei Rabbi Akiva Ein b'yachomet ala b'sreifa. That's the first thing we learned from Rabbi Akiva. That we already spoke about a few times. We'll come back to it later in the Nechas Chinuch, etc. U'shema mina havara l'chalek yotzas, which means that havara is one of the 39 categories of work, and it only teaches you, it's mentioned explicitly in Parshas Vayakel, to teach you that it is that every malach, if you any one of the 39 malachas, you get kores and carbon and nisa. Were it not that you might have thought that in order to be punished in this way, you have to violate all 39 categories. No, any one of 39, as opposed to madamol havara lilav yotzas. What do you mean lilav yotzas? Rashi says the Tanya Shabbat Afayim, fifth narrow line, havara lilav yotzas. Shaisa bichlalos asakol malacha. That's what one Tana holds. Who's that? Doesn't say who it is. Rab Nosson Omer, the Chalek Yotasa. Shalotoma, Osa, Abo, Hamisha, Abbas, Malachas, Meshoga, Meshavas, and Achayev, Alachas, the Chad Lavika, Bakula, the Chad Kores. That Agamar tells us that it's an av malacha. The Rebbe Akiva says it's av arashi av malacha. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not an av malacha. So what is it? So Tosfos and Taps says midachalak yotzas midakara la av malacha. It doesn't pasuk called malachal yasa b'hem. But if havar is only prohibited on Shabbos with a special pasuk in Vayakel, lo savar o eish b'chol mashmasechem, B'yom HaShabbos. So Shabbos and Yom Tov Lo. Rabbi Akiva on the side quotes in the Tosas, Ayin Betzach of Gimel, Amar Alpha Tosas, where they quote a Yerushalmi, Shabbos in Yom Tov Lo. Yom Tov Lo. That's a question. Where did that go? According to which mandam does that go? Mandam Alav Yotzos, which is what the Tosas Rabbeinu Peres is over here on our daf. Or even the Chalak Yotz, which the Rashash is over there in the Sechta Beitza. But in any event, we see it from over here. If you hold the Chalak Yotz, it's considered an Av Malacha, and it also be Yontif. And if it's the Lav Yotzos, it's not called an Av Malacha. Maybe it's not even called also be Yontif. I had to tell you a story happened to me once. It's almost 13 years ago, on Shabbos Pashas Vayakel. It was a Shabbos Bris, and the Mirosh Shiva of Shmuel Birnbaum came for the Bris. And I never met him before in my life till that time. So, Shalom Zach. So Shalom Zach came, I met him the first time, Shalom Zach. So he was sitting, of course, up front, and they sat right next to him. So I'm sitting there, he's sitting there. He doesn't say anything, he's sitting looking at a chumash. No, no. But I didn't have a chumash, I was getting bored after a while. I was sitting there, he's sitting there. He doesn't say hello, I don't say goodbye, nothing, he's just sitting there. So finally, I had heard that he had spoken, they had a private minyan between Mincha and Maariv, but I wasn't there. I said, I heard the Rosh Hashiva said something about Mincha and Maariv, about the Parsha. Feel any what that say? So he said, yeah, look at this Rashi. He showed me the Rashi in Vayakel, which says, no, Savar, I don't know what the Rashi says, but no, Savar, Eish. Where's the Chumash?
The full Chumash.
Yeah, yeah, I know it's supposed to be here. Yeah. No, Savar, Eish. The father is good. It was here. Doesn't matter, okay. And it says, Savar, Eish. So Rashi is machlokas lechalak yotzas lelav yotzas. So he asked me a question: if you hold the lav yotzas, is it considered a malacha or not? Yes or no? So I told him it's a tosef psach in the famous days. I remember when I'm psach. Looks like this. And from then on in, we became good friends. You know, we talked about my this and that, back and forth. Whenever I see him, he always wants to ask me, he says, what, send me a Kiddush? Kiddush. All this man is his Torah, Kula Torah. He also knows Rav Shmuel Berman, a very big masmid. That's the story I have from this this interesting Tosis. Luckily, I knew it. That's why he asked me the question, so I knew what to answer him. That's it, those are 2 days. Interestingly,
why would it be over and nothing?
Because it's not a malach. It's not a malach. Yeah. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel, Rav Osei, a very interesting shot. Different than Tosis, the fascists. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Omer Arava Shmar Rabbi Kiva Tlas in Chos Sreva. These are the Sreva Yash Bisu Afil Biyot Shalom Sreva. Shamina Mina Havor Lachalak Yotzesa. These Salka Daitok Lalav Yotzesa. Tesi Asay Dash Bosas Chomet Lidchi Lav Da Havora. Not like Tosis. Tosis said if Lalor Havor Lalav Yotzesa, it wouldn't apply Yotzef at all." Bechlal, you can just light whatever you want for no reason, make any fires you want on the other for no problem at the level of the rice at all. So the Rav said no, chas v'shalom.
Are you talking about the Shabbos?
No. No. Of course, yeah. I'm talking about the other, the first thing. That's the whole point. Think about it for a minute. So the Rav says that the pshanding, well, not that the Havar be mutter on the completely, as Tosa suggests. No, chas v'shalom. All the Mar suggested was that if Havar would be the Lav Yotzos, then it'd be mutter to burn the Chumas on the 15th of Nisan. Why? Because I say the Chalos, I say. What a wild pshat. I got to tell you, the Yafei Nayim on the back of the Gemara thought of the pshat on his own. And he said, pshat and Tosa that way. That would be a tremendous chiddush. I don't think it's pshat, but he didn't have a rap. It wasn't printed today. It's mechavet Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. What's the pshat? Why is it not an assay? Why only a los assay? Because the assay is only Shabbos, and Shabbos is only referring to pure 100% malachas, which are chayav kares, etc. If the lav yotz is no chayav kares, so the Shabbos doesn't go in it. It's only us to be sure it's lav, and assay don't have a los assay. So the two pshat, even pashtos is not that way. Tosos is not even a malach at all. There wouldn't be any lav on yontif at all. And the rocks not alive, there would be. An essay, there wouldn't be. Very interesting machlokas, which is really not primarily our Indian now, but this is where it comes up in Shas. This is the famous Gemara about it. So I wanted to bring it to your attention. That's out. Now the next Indian in the Gemara. Ushma
Minah. Can you explain again, when I read the Gemara, I can see how you really read it.
I didn't get it. He said it beferish. He said the sagadaitach lelav yotzesa teisei asay the hashbos aschomet litchi lav davara. That's it. That asay doch alos asay. Not that havara is not a point on it at all, which Rav Tosfos suggests, but rather havara on yontif would be prohibited, but for the purpose of a mitzvah of bir chometz, we'd apply the famous principle of what? Asay doche, lo sase. Yes, David.
Two verses
to
make it
as
a lav, so all of yontif is not
a chometz.
What
did I say?
What?
I say the lav. Ain't I say doche, lo sase.
Wait, why?
Fact. The other is in us. Sure, sure. Yeah, of course.
Sure, 6
blocks
are
improved.
Of course.
Of course. Shabbosom. We're ready. You weren't paying attention last week in Shul. Yomar Shmini Shabbosom 2 weeks ago. Yomar Rishi Shabbosom Yomar Shmini Shabbosom, right? Kachal Chem, that's a problem for him. Come on. You said we've met it many times. Okay. Let's go right there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. No. It's a chah. Yeah, Rabbi Kiyo is a chah. That's an amalacha. And therefore you can't do it on the 15th. Correct.
Why can't you do it on the
15th? Ain't I say,
Right.
Finally. Shmami no, Rabbi Osai. Shmami no, lo amin and hol, buhutu le tavar le tzorech, buhutu nami shalom le tzorech. This hole we call mitoch. Says Tosfos, Slamina Mitoch, they even had the gears in Mitoch apparently. The Iyamina Mitoch, Mitoch is a shortcut. Mitoch, Rabbi Osai, is just a show of saying what? Mitoch, Shehutra, Havar, Latzara, Futra, Nami, Shalom, Latzara. Say a word, they say one word, Mitoch. Okay? The Iyamina Mitoch, Shari, it's Mudni Mutter. Afal Gav, the Beina, Tzara, Hayom, Ktsas, Hula, Ksubas here. Ksubas or Beitza, it keeps coming out, the Tzara, Hayom, Ktsas. You have to have a purpose for yontif for it. You can't just do it for no reason whatsoever. Hocha here, mashem evad. That was she burns the chomis. Have a tzorach. That's considered a tzorach. Shani. Here on both sides, a very important machloikus. That which Tosa says over here, that would be considered tzorach hayom, is this real or is this in the world of make-believe? Let me explain myself in a minute. What world of make-believe is this in the sugya? Rabbi Akiva is trying to prove what you might have thought, that the Rishon means Tezvav. So the world of make-believe is that Ach B'Yom Rishon means the 15th. So it could be that Tosfos is saying that in the world of make-believe, that the Yom Rishon means the 15th, so then,
even so,
then it would be Mitoch, because it's considered Tzorach Hayom. However, one may say, in the real world, that Hashvisu means what? Yom Rishon means what? Rishon really means what? The 14th, then burning the chometz from the 15th would not be labeled as what? Tzorach Hayom Ktsas. Because it's Shalom Bismana. You're a day too late. What would be a comparison? Use the word Shalom Bismana advisedly. There's another, give me a phrase, there's three words, it says blank Shalom Bismana. No? What'd you say?
Mila.
Correct. Mila Shalom Bismana. The Ramban compares burning chometz and Pesach to Mila Shalom is not, which is not the Ochayantif. I have to Tzorach Hayom do the Mila. Yeah, it's true, you should have done it yesterday. Or it objectively could have been on Sabbath, whatever. Hold on a second. So that's the Ramban and Shabbos Kuf Chavdalah, but the Ritva, I think I asked you to see the Ritva now, is an Awa Gemara. He says so beferish. The Ritva says, listen carefully please, that the only time he would say it's considered Tzorach Hayom Tzaz is if you would assume that Rishon means Tezvo in the Hava meaning, in the world of make-believe. But in the real world, that Rishon means Yudalid, then it's like Mila Shalom Bismana. It's not Doche Yontif. And he quotes a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi in Shabbat. Shubas the Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi as proving that it's mutter to burn on Shabbos. Not that it's usher to burn on Shabbos. The Raya Listor.
Shabbos,
yeah. Excuse me, Yontif, forgive me. Yontif. He says it's fakat, the Yerushalmi is a Raya Lekula, not a Raya Lechumra. This cash over here is footnote 5. So I thought that's not true. It's really the cash is no cash at all. It all depends. If you look carefully, the Yerushalmi seems to make it dependent upon the Machlokas who and who. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Must beer chometz take place through burning, through sreifa, or may beer chometz take place bichol, listen please carefully, bichol davar. The Ritva is going according to our sugya. Our sugya holds ain't beer chometz al b'sreifa, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Akiva. Raya lekula, not a raya lechumra. This kash over here is footnote 5. So I thought that that's not true. It's really the kash is no kash at all. It all depends. If you look carefully, the Yushalmi seems to make it dependent upon the machlokas who and who, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Must beer chometz take place through burning, through sreifa, or may beer chometz take place bichol, listen please carefully, bichol davar. The Ritva is going according to our sugya. Our sugya holds ain't beer chometz al b'sreifa. Like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore would be prohibited if we shall mean Yud Dalet. Whereas the Rashba was going to the Halacha, the Yushalmi was going according to the Rabbanon. That's what Yushalmi said, the Machol was going to be Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, the Yushalmi said that it is in fact Mutter. I repeat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yushalmi said it's Asur. According to Rabbanon, the Yushalmi said it's Mutter. It's Mutter. Now, the problem. Rashi says over here on Abhayim and Bay, look at the Rashi, it's important Rashi. Shema Mino. Rashi says, Shema Mino, Midlon, top of the page. Midlon, not to let a Hayam Arishan Arab Yonta, who Ella Mishum the Osir, Lahavi Yomto, Shema Mino, Mitzvila Rabbi Kirby Huda, some of the Perik Kol Shod of Kapal Kol Zion, Ain the Chomet Ella Srefa, the Yellow Flamino, the Ashba Sosa, the Chol Dover, Svila, Look may be Yom Tov. That the Ketzvah means, Rish means the 15th. V'yavarenu b'davar acher. You can eliminate the chametz some other way. How so? Yachilenu l'klovin. The dogs eat it. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, shlichenu layam. Let them throw it into the ocean. So frek the Rashba in the Tshuva. The Rash is quite clear that even if you would say that chametz could be eliminated in some other way, but if you choose to eliminate it through burning, it's prohibited. That's against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and you have come to tell us Reifa, then in fact you may not burn it on Yom. However, if you hold that the Yerushalmi can take place any which way, you can throw it into the ocean, then not only throwing it into the ocean is permissible, but even burning it is permissible. So says the Yerushalmi. So how can Rashi go ahead to favor Shur? Yerushalmi answers the Pri Chodesh and Tos Mem Vav. Yerushalmi is going to allow Lacha that we say Mitov. So of course it's Mutter. However, Rashi is going to Sugya. The Sugya denies Mitov. That's what the Pri Chodesh suggests according to Shita's Rashi. Again. So again, if you're the Indian Chometz of the Sreifa, there's no way to burn it. It's prohibited to burn it on Yom. But if chometz can be eliminated some other way, because that is a separate issue. Again, we're not going into the details. A separate issue to eliminate, because that's the way the Torah demands that you burn to eliminate the chometz. But if chometz can be eliminated even through some other means, it's a pre-chodesh. And you decide you want to burn it, then it depends. Rashi says it's awesome. The Rishama says it's mutter. How case that? How is that possible against Rishami? So the Pri Chodesh, I think, suggests, depends if you hold me tov. You hold me tov, it should be mutter. That's cheap to say Rishali. And Rashi goes to feel like that and denies me tov. It comes out that it's awesome. But before I take a question, there's one more pshat, which the Pri Megadim raised. I think I asked to see a Pri Megadim. The Mishpat tells off. An amazing pshat from the Rosh Milunil. Not the regular Rosh, the one which Rosh we know. The Rosh Milunil. And he thinks Pshat, that the reason that the Rashba has the kasha against Rashi, because the Rashba holds that the Rosh Milunil, who says when the Gemara says, oh, let me backtrack. If this parish is so good, go back with that. If this parish is told you so good, then that it says the Mami knows that the Rashi holds, goes to the Gemara which denies me so. And the Shami also be told. But the question, so why was the Rashba's kasha against Rashi in the Tshuva? Should you realize this? So the Rosh Milunil says, except the Rosh Milunil, like the Rashba, the Rosh Milunil, that no, chas v'chalila, the Gemara never said Rabbi Akiva denies Bitoch. No, Bitoch is almost unanimously accepted. Let me hold Bitoch. Here you don't hold Bitoch. Not that you never hold from Bitoch. Tos hold Bitoch, you never hold Bitoch. But the Rosh Menilil says Pshah, it's quoted by the Mishmetel Zom, here you don't say Bitoch. By Nosar and by Chomech, which is derived from Nosar, was a special Isser of Ein Sorfin. We say, how do we say it every week? We said it on Friday. Ein Madlikin B'Shemet Sreifa B'Yomto is a separate prohibition. This separate prohibition extends to Nosar and to Chomech.
What does that
mean? We have this special. I said that was a Sfar. I should ask about the Zohar, but I don't know if that's, I don't know if I can ask what that means either. But anyway, but we use Davin Ashna saying, sure, it's a mission to base the Shabbos. And it's a special prohibition, aside from the Easter of Malacha proper, even if you were to set the fire before Yantif in some cases, would be also to permit it to burn on Yantif. It's Shema Tzrei, which means Kachim Tzumeya, or Truma Tzumeya. It's a very complicated sugya there, I'm not going to go into it. But in any event, the Rosh Milonim chat that way. So that's a question. Do you derive comments from Shemen Tzreifen from those or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is yes, because it's also aimed via comments Ela B'Sreifen. But according to Rabbanan, that he can burn it even with throwing it into the ocean, it's not derived from those, that he can even burn it on him, because out the Easter of Malachas, the regular Malachas, Lamentas Malachas, is Mitoch. And now it's a separate Isser. The separate Isser applies only to objects which the man they eliminated through Sreifa. That's according to the Chavetz of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chavetz of the Rabbanon is not in that category. And therefore, even if you should use the side, you want to burn it, would be permissible. That's what the Mishpatzel Zov. I asked you to see quotes from the Rosh Mila, the whole loop shot in the Gemara. Now, Rabbosai, the Ritva is not unanimously accepted. Let's repeat. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva said that the halacha lemaisa that we accept that tashbisu means berisha means the 14th. And if you want to burn the 15th, you may not do so. Because it could have been done from Arabia. It's not considered tzorach hayom tzas. The Ran disagrees. And the sugya da vov, which we're going to have to see after the Pchina next week, Mr. Shem, today. Notice. But the Ran and Avov says, what if you find chametz? One second, now. You find chametz of Pesach in your house. You find chametz of Pesach at the Sugya Avov. What does it say? Famous Gemara. What do you do? Just you don't have to turn the page. Look on the Avov. That's right. Gemara says, Avot, the second white line. Avot, the chametz of Pesach, the Pesach of Yom Tov. Kofal of Asakli. Says the Ran. Hey, wait a minute. Gevalt. Every second you open these the Raisa. Bayiro Bayamatse. How can you just say open cover it with a so Rashi says, just to consider it, we're jumping ahead a little bit. Kovala, Rashi ended a narrow line, the Bhavanav says, the lochazal little tool, it's book so you can't touch it. Vafuki, you can't move it out of your house. Umiyu Bayrola over, why? The Batle Belibe Meyesmo. He did a bittul. What's the implication of Rashi? If he didn't do a bittul, what would you do? If you found Chomet if I didn't do a bittul, what would you do with it? Burn it! Throw it out! I usher? No, I have no time usher. That usher is a chatal you every second. I have to get rid of it pronto. That's what Rashi says. I have to malacha to burn it. Doesn't matter. It's a Torah Hayom Tzas. That's what Rashi says.
Rashi doesn't hold the burn.
No, Rashi just says Misha bittul esmo.
Whatever you do, you're in violation of whatever prohibition you're violating. Even though you are, it's permissible because it's considered in Sora Chayom Tzas. Okay? And the Ran is the favorite, the halachah lemaisa, that if you were not mevatel the chametz on Erev Pesach, you could burn it on Pesach. Why? It's considered in Sora Chayom. So the Ran disagrees with the Ritva. The Ritva said it's only considered Sora Chayom if you thought originally the Achbe Marishan means the 15th. But now that it means the 14th for real. The 15th is considered like a Mila Shalob is mana. And if you cannot do Malacha to eliminate, I value all my mother, tough noogies. Can't help it. Nothing to do with honest. So maybe there's no Aver because you're an honest, but they're honest Chacham, and honest can't help it. But we'll see in a second the case of Mishnah. But the Ran says you can actually burn it. It's a machlokas between the Ran and the Ritva. The case of Mishnah I asked you to see is very interesting. In Perek Gimel and Alokha Ches and Hilchos Chametz Umatza, the Midaraisa is permitted to burn it. It's considered Torah Hayom Tzatz. But it's also Midarabana. Why? Mukta. How can Rabbana tell you that you should not do a, you should be in violation of Nisa Daraisa? No problem in the case of Mishnah. Hemidu chachomim divreim b'shevi al tase. The chazal of the powers tell you not to do something, you know, by heeding their command, you are in violation of Nisa Daraisa. We had it by mitzvahs, right? Don't blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. Don't take lulav when it falls out on Shabbos. They tell you not to do it mitzvah Daraisa. It's a little bit different. They're telling you don't burn the chametz and also be involved in the daraisa. Because here the daraisa is not just a bit lase, it's a what? It's a lav. Yeah, but it's still a lavish shev al tasa. So therefore, even though you're over with the daraisa, too bad. Or the Milchassina suggests, but care, once Chazal say you can't burn it, you're not in violation either. You're on those bitakonas chachamim. Once the Chazal say you may not do so, you're not considered to be in violation. It's interesting. This would only apply for Pashas by a low sasei. When a person doesn't blow shofar on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. So it's true he's an honest with HaKadosh HaChametz. But you wouldn't say he has mitzvah points. Because we have a klal in Yerushalmi in Ksubis. Un solav command the Yavid. An ones neutralizes what you do wrong. If you do an Avera. So we say, look, although it's an aveir, we'll say as if you didn't do it, we're not going to, you'll be blamed for it, etc., etc. But that we say you didn't do something, as if you did it, it's as if you actually blew shofar, not.
If you do it, you're
over a lot. That's right, you shouldn't do it. So the Kazimish has two phrases. The first is that Hamidu of the Rehim, Taka, the guy who violates the laws of Sayyid Baliro, Bayamotse, but you can't help it. And the second version of the Kazimish is no. Once Chazal prohibited from doing it, the mail is not even over. Yes, Menachem.
Yeah, I don't understand. How does Iran go against the Mishnah?
Iran says
you can burn it on Sunday. The Mishnah says you have to cover it over.
Meaning Gemara. It's not the Mishnah, the Gemara. Kofa v'kli, it's the Gemara. Tafav. How can Iran go against the Gemara? No, it's not against the Gemara. It goes back Rashi. As the Gemara is referring to a case where there was bittul.
It wasn't
bittul. Yeah, but if there's no bittul, then you have to burn it. That's what he says.
Also, how can you compare Shiva Al-Tasa to being over a lot? Shiva Al-Tasa, you're not doing a mitzvah.
Here too, you're not doing anything and as a result of Tavera.
You're doing something wrong.
You're not. You are in violation of a law. You're not doing something wrong. You're violated by your law passively. Okay. That's the same. Yeah. No, it looks like a different reason. It's worthless.
Is that the same?
I don't think it's worthless. It's worse than this. The cast of Mishnah calls Rabbeinu Manoach Rabosai, who says the reason why you can't burn, take the chametz out to be burned on Pesach is, and you know what Tzitzit will also say, which we discussed earlier, because it's not be'idna. One second. It's not be'idna. It's not be'idna. It's a machlokas apostle. If you look at the book of Avraham, in Sifkotan Bays, he has a machos with the Shalom at this point. And the Shalom, Hotzot, Chilas, Beer, is considered the minute you carry the Chametz out, it's considered you're already burning it right away. And therefore, you might apply it's considered Be'idna. And therefore, you should burn the Chametz even on Pesach, because after all, you can't sit there be over by all by your Maseh. And the Mogad Aram says, no! When you burn it, it's not good, but you can't. You can't get started burning because you can't move it. You can't move it. If you look at the Sefer HaMichtam, he discusses this issue. He says it is considered V'idna. He holds like the Shalom. As opposed to Shofar, we know if you have a Shofar up on a tree, you're covered by a mound of rubble. The Mishnah of Rosh, we discussed the Mishnah, we haven't seen it. You cannot do it. You have to not perform the mitzvah of Shofar D'Oraisa, rather than violate an Issa Mukta the Rabbana. It shows under a mound of rubble, or it's up on a tree, it's going to be all over Elon. So yes, why? Why over here we say you're stuck with the Kli? Excuse me. Why then can you burn it if there was no bittul? They push it. Here it's Be'idna in claim, like the Shalom against Logan Avram, Michtam is an early Rishon. And there it's not Be'idna. He dig up the rubble before you get to the shofar, so you blow it. Not considered Be'idna. That's one thing he says, and the second thing, which will come from much later. Perhaps right after the Bechina, we'll start with this. Here it's that there are two, again, let's have it again. Here it's Be'idna, he says, and the shofar it's not. And here he says, when it comes to chometz, if you don't burn it, you're in violation of two lavin and an eser. Bal yiroa, bal yimote, and tashbisu. That's two tough team to go up against. So you have to let him burn it. There's no bit. As opposed to shofar, it's one bit of eser. It's a big deal. The reason I mention it is because we'll discuss later, not enough time to go into it now. Are they really two lavin by Yomote, or is it just only one thing repeated? That's something significant. We'll get to that. Ramban. Not for this moment. Yes?
Assume it. So why are you talking about Chachamim studying you over something machine about that stuff? And Chachamim is the rest of the time.
If it's considered to be Litzorah Hayom, right? Then it wouldn't be considered to the right that it's Torah Hayom. So if it's the right, so it would be no problem. A few things. One, it's not the Idna.
There's no clear there are one that's going to mess us up here. It's either you're over on that jaw right
now.
You can't do it or you're not.
You can't touch it. If you burn it like this, it'll be okay. But you can't even pick it up. But if you pick it up, you're in violation. I got
to
burn it.
You're allowed to burn it on the spot.
Could be. More than one version, it could be. You got to fire your
portion.
Could be. Rabbos say, I'm now ready to sell those. Almost ended the Shia. I had the first part, I had to talk about something else. So behind schedule, therefore. We have to begin the Milchas Chinuch. Milchas Chinuch is so very important. Milchas Chinuch. Everyone open up, you have a Milchas Chinuch? Everyone has one? I don't know if I have one. No, I think I have the first one.
The original
is here.
I want
to say what everyone else has. I think I have.
What's the middle sacred?
I have the first one. Both of them? Okay. Rabosa. The enemy is the same time. Mikhtam considers it simultaneous over here, because the minute you pick up the chomet and try to burn it, that's already considered the beginning of the beer. That's a chiddush which he has. He holds like a shalom HaKadosh against the Mogan Avraham. Is that called Be'idna or not? Hinei Lechara. In order to apply the principle of permissibility of Tzara Chayom, he claims they have to have it Be'idna. The minute I'm doing the Avera is considered Tzara Chayom already for beer chometz. There's a machlokas, Mogan Avraham and shalom. Is the minute I pick it up, is I consider it tchilas habir, it's a shalom and the michtam shita, or the Magen Avraham says no, it's not considered beer. Shalom business. If you can't, one of the reasons you can't do it. If you can, they didn't have the capacity in order to do that. So they have to just put it clean, right?
The first part is before you had a
right. Yeah, right. Did everyone have a chasidah here today? Anyone has one? No, they only want to look inside. It's not local. It's a poskim. May you or may you not burn the chometz in a situation where you did not do bittul. We're going to come back to this. Even before we get to that vav, we're going to come back to it in our discussion of the new things in the Ramah Kavis. We're going to have a discussion about the Shvisu and that whole thing. I don't know if you have a chance to see the Machbar. Rabosai, you saw them in the Sinachayot, no? So then the other Achmon is Rab Chaim. There's other few, if you get your hands on it, very important things, the fundamentals of Tashbisu. Vinei, Lechora, Yesh Sofek Yim HaMitvus HaSehi Sheya Chometz Mushbas. I'm reading the Mechaschina. V'yesh Lo Chometz Chutz Ma She'Ova Lo Sase De Bayroa Bayamot She'Ova Lo Sase Dem Ein Lo Chometz Ein Ova Lo Lav V'gam Mimitvus HaSehi Mekayim V'Shev V'Al Tase K'lo V'Shabbat V'Yomtev Ika HaSehi De Shabbosim Aha, with David V'Shabbosim V'Asiyatz Melocha. He didn't do anything, he's already a Kim HaSehi. Him over the awesome malacha, but over by say, below say, he's over that sin a lot. Stop. Now he's taught a very important point. He's saying it's a vada akirum asay. It's very important. The Mechassidic has no doubt that the tashbitu that we call a kiyum asay. What does a kiyum asay mean? You get mitzvah points. That's all kiyum. It's a good thing. Kayam. Kiyum asay. Fulfill an asay. You get mitzvah points. As opposed to what he calls lav abo michlal asay. The expression of lav abo michlal asay has been shortened colloquially to be called what? No way. No. That's correct. Isser asay. Now, just to give an example of where this phrase is found, may I recommend you turn it up Mem Aleph, I believe it is. I'm a day. You missed this name. Shabbosom. No, it's right in front of you. You're on a Shabbosom, yeah. Right, that's right. Well, that's Subis, that's correct. It's also Mem Aleph, Mem, whatever it is. On Mem Aleph Mem Beis, the Gemara speaks over here. Here, the last line. High left two lines. V'ochlos habosa b'layla hazeh. B'layla in b'yom lo. You can't eat Korban Pesach meat on the 14th by day. I think it's the 14th or maybe it's the 15th. I think it's the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. Says the Gemara, Hai lav abo michlal aseyu. V'chol lav abo michlal aseyu. And therefore there's no malchus. There's no malchus. So, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. There is malchus. We pass there's no malchus. That's called lav abo michlal aseyu, which we have shortened in our colloquial expression to what we call itzur aseyu. Okay, so I'm going to show you one side, this expression. Just on the side, you have Vomis and Zvokim, and two places in Shas where this expression, the Amachal Aseh, is found. We call it Isser Aseh, okay? Back to the Mechassidus. You have one there? No? Here, look at this. I have the real one. Rabosa. He said like this. The lohavikim olav abo michlal aseh, the eino mekayim amitzvah b'mein over. Rak over al halav abo michlal aseh, over al aseh, I will eino mekayim mitzvah. In other words, Isser aseh, if you violate it, you get aveira points. If you do nothing, you get nothing. There's no mitzvah points. For example, there's certain isurim aseh, say, kol behema tahora tochelu. That means it's a mitzvah to eat. You have to eat meat, you have to eat chicken, there's nothing. If you eat a non-kosher animal or chicken, not only are you in violation of the lav of nevela, but you're also in violation of what we call an Isser Aseh. There are many examples of Isser Aseh. As a matter of fact, some say that if a person eats human flesh, Rambam and Rabbi Mishnah, a whole interesting story, he's in violation of an Isser Aseh. They say you should eat animals, we shouldn't eat people. There's no law not to eat people. Anyway, but that's just an example, a little bit gruesome, but a little, you remember it for a long time. If you look up at the Macholas Asuras, but Rama is, I'll tell you tomorrow maybe where it is. Now,
he's saying, call him a
If a person doesn't work on Shabbos, he's mekayim mitzvahs mamash, like eating matzah, like hearing shofar, like putting on tefillin. It's a kiyum aseh. V'yakein ach shabbos mitzvahs aseh the Shabbos v'yomtov the mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Lo kein lav abo michlal aseh ayin tevis v'rambam v'ramban shor shishi v'tovin. If kein hocha nami yim mehoya lo chomitz over al aseh v'lo saseh. V'im ein lo chomitz Mikayim gam ken amitzvah de tashmisu. Afdi shevi al tase. In other words, avad et akiyam aseh, not just nisir aseh, but it can be fulfilled by doing nothing. Ulefizeh. Ein tzorech ledaktek shiyeh lo komet kodem pesach v'yavaro. Kimo mitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah kol ishi yisroel. Lil bosh dal kanfis. Kidele kayem amitzvah v'kum aseh. Havel kan. Memela neskayem ha mitzvah. That's not Kemira number one. There's no need to buy chametz in order to burn it. Because if it's kind of the same, kiyam aseh by doing nothing. Number two. Kamav Kemira im echad rota levar kemtzu bepesach. Ubo achem chatofa v'men el biro. He ran at him and he burned it. The mevuah b'chosh mishpit. The donea l'chaveh alat mitzvah kagon shechotof v'men el mitzvah kisi adam. Sorach l'shalem lo ten zuhuvim. Avok, there's a mitzvah to cover the it's kisu, that's what it is. Kisi adam. Avol kan, kevan de ein mitzvah klal, olav v'kum v'atzeel memel, this kind of mitzvah, im ken lo chotav imen a klal, ki b'chol inyin, shem mushpas min ha'olam, v'kayim b'al ha'chom, et this is a zay. Davi b'chol inyin, k'o ha'aseh, the Shabbos v'yom tov. That's what is one side of the hakira. Again, Yisra ha'aseh is rejected. The vada ha'kiyam ha'aseh. The first that the kiyam ha'aseh should fulfill by doing nothing. Yes, Judah.
Why at this point does he say that this is the mitzvahs of Kima, say, going out and you have to go and buy the business? Later on, he speaks back, of course, he says you don't have to, the mitzvah's not that you have to go buy it.
No, but he says mitzvah Hadar.
No, mitzvah Kiyumis. It's a mitzvah Kiyumis. No, Kiyumis. Oh, next paragraph. Dilma. The mitzvah Allah, the kum, vasei, the yashmiz achametz. The guy grabbed it, you have to pay him 10 zuvim. Three. Odish nafkamina. Yamina b'mitzvah zuvim kumaseh. If kain, im hishpiz chametz pesach. Aydish acholo. Unbelievable way to keep it there. He eats chametz and pesach. And he wants mitzvah points for it. Hashbisa. Lo kiyam mitzvah. Kiyam mitzvah. Havo b'aveira. La sorbim the mitzvah of aveira b'natar lo yotza. Mul b'chibu zek hamapomim. Aval iya mitzvah yibishay v'al tasem kain. Afilu acholo on Pesach, believe it's chayv kores, become a gomeno b'shuso. The kiyam mitzvahs I say, came in the elo chametz. Unbelievable! If you eat chametz on Pesach, you can have a mitzvah at the same time. I said it's a mitzvah. No, it's just passive. You don't say it's a mitzvah passive.
Which is rare.
Obviously, the loudest is chorus, much worse. But number four, the gam in my mitzvah b'kum v'aseh. Lo yotza elam kain kiyam mitzvah b'mizmana b'chatos yom yudalam. Kibo mila da Torah kovel l'zmana b'yom shmini b'kolam kain kiyam mitzvah. Hochanami kodam chatos yish b'kol kiyam mitzvah. Avalim mitzvah b'shev v'al tase im kain ha'ikad lo yelo chometz. K'she magi ha'atmah b'yelo chometz kiyam mitzvah sazay. Sounds familiar? This is exactly what Rashi and Rambam took to hold. Oh. And he quotes the Rav Mechaber, which is the chinuch, which was going to sort of gloss over. It's about women, about Zman Grama. Back to page Nun Ches from Osa. Zman Grama. Oh, fifth Nafkamina. Gan Nafkamina, my mitzvah, v'shev al-tase, in Torah, kavon alotzeis. End of the paragraph. End of the first paragraph of page Nun Ches. In Torah, kavon alotzeis, Moshe Ketan, v'mitav, Oskav Tes. Aber in hier bekommen wir es, Sora Kavona Ladasa Sora, the Mitzvah Shrikha, so five Nafkaminas, it's Chapter 5. If the Baruch Hamas to burn it, ten Zuhuvim, Mitzvah of Aveira, can you do before this man, and yet have Kavona Ladas. Do before this man, means can you eliminate the Chavas before the time and still be Yotza? If you hold it, it's a Sheva Tasa, why not? So Kum Vasei, it's only limited to the time after 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. Enough to be number five, you don't have any kavana. So you only need kavana for actions. But if you can fulfill the mitzvah by doing nothing, there's no need for any kavana. Yes, sir?
The
Yeah, I want to stick to the one that he holds for sure. That's the question. Yes, sir. Ten zuvim. I'm about to burn my chametz, and you grab it for me and burn it. If it's a mitzvah, the kumba say, I can say, you bum. You stole my mitzvah. Pay you ten zuvim. Because it's only b'shev al tasa. Why are you a bum? I'm a Eichel Fulan anyway. I have no chametz. No matter how I have no chametz. Yes, go. If the mitzvah is fulfilled by the mere fact that I don't have any chametz, I don't have any chametz. Doesn't matter how it happened. I'm still having a mitzvah, don't have no chametz. But if the action of eliminating the chametz, which is the mitzvah, then this mitzvah, which involves an avera, so that's not considered it's a mitzvah.
One is an action, one is a status.
Right.
If they were rich about the status.
Doesn't matter. No.
But when he eats it, when he's eating it, he's
doing kind of
the mitzvah. It's different than if you do it before
chatzot. Well, I would say because it's all gone. Now when you're eating chametz,
it's hard to pray. When you put it in your mouth as opposed to when you swallow it.
And it's gone. It's gone. Why not give me this? No, come on. What does five have to mean? It's one, no.
You have to go and buy.
Two, ten to move in. Three, that's the Bavera. Four, that's the next matter. And five, Kavana. No, come on. Right.
Call them as one.
Okay. Shhh. Rabosa. The name is Divi Aram. Who's the Ram?
Rambam.
David, who's the Ram? We trust this. The Rambam, right? Halacha Aleph. Cause the mitzvah sasela hashmas hafamitz b'chazeh v'alocha beis cause the v'maya hashmas hazu hamura b'torah and achreya di kumvasei. That's what we prove is kumvasei. The kumokei cause the bil b'chilas of the Shabbos. The kan ami kavana shiya mushbos. Adrab. It's the cause of the mitzvah sasela shiya hashmas kodem zman yisur achilas so before zmano b'vua da mitzvah b'shei v'altas. The kumvasei minoli still mitzvah rak b'chatzol zman shakov v'torah. V'chei b'vua b'tos b'sof adal v'beis. The raisa. Because of Eich Neilat Bitzel Mitashbisu, Ayin of Hey, it says, Achilik B'chatzos. Chatzos, you can no longer do Bitzel. Bimit B'shev, Yal Tase, Lo Kosha Klal. That's exactly the Ramban, Teret the Rashi. Right? That Torah Omer, the Chatzos, Yeh Mush B'skvar, the Pirish Rashi, the Kamon, B'sugya. That's exactly, oh, on the bottom it says, you have the footnote came out in your version?
Yeah.
Kain, oh, Kain of Ramban, Kan, Shetirit Kushnit HaToysvis, that's all. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. El akor, the sabri atosfos, the hasei v'kum vasei. It can't cover Tatora's manly mitzvah. V'lo kodem, k'mo milo. With Divi Aram, shekosav kodem zman yisur achila, gam tosfos zet shashbitu bitul ke Rashi. Zavi kodem zman yisur, ke mukha kosover, tamitzi b'shevi al tasa. V'raikar hu zman yisur yechamaz bushbet v'beis. It's a machlokas, not the theory, Lamaisa Mechol's Rashi and Rambam on one hand and Tosa on the other is Tashbisu B'kum V'asei or Tashbisu B'shei V'altas. All enough to finish and follow, right? Mitzvah B'Aveira, Ten Zehuvim, going out and buying Chometz. All these things should follow from the Machlokas Rashi and Rambam on one hand and Tosa on the other. Their argument specifically about Kodem Zmana, right? And they're arguing about the Pshat Tashbisu, but the Chorat that should follow. I think he's right. Ah, this oral bigamar that dal on the base. Mashma da mitzvah as I say, ibakum vase. The machshina the kulam achatos minolon. Omer abaye treikor tzivi. Siv shmosu beis chav yutes shiva siyamet. Uksiv shalom shalom tzvav. Ah, bayom arishon tashbisa hakeita. The rabbis yudal the beer. Pirish Rashi. Came and the siv shiva siyamet. Hainu afilu regatov shiva. Uksiv ach bafuli. Are shabo. He went up and around for a while. V'yim, no, my da mitzvah say he b'shev yal taseh. Im ken lo kasha. The Torah says no kasha. Da Torah kosva lo yimotei. Hainu lo saseh. U'v'yom arishin tashbisu. Hainu asay. Shiyehei mushbos. U'v'emes tzorach la'ashbis kodem alayla. Tas. Kidei shiyehei mushbos ba'alayla. V'shayach shaf raf me'om arishin v'chulei. Came in the Mekayim last day. What's the one's kasha? Al Torchon Tzorach Lomar, the Tzorah Sabaye, the Bekum Vaseh. You must go out and burn it. V'im Noma, the Rish, Nayin, the Yontif. Also, Lashmas Kodolachay. Zugzeres HaKosov, Kamo Sukkah V'lulav Daka V'yom HaZeh. Kein Ochot Nami Tzrich L'Hashem Daka V'yom HaRishim. Kein. Sosa L'Apos HaShivas Yomim. Uvem HaShia Ksas. HaKorach HaKosarach Loma. HaRishim Ani Yudal. Ach L'Pi Rishat Tos HaTaksiv. The Diyuk HaDabai HaMitur HaDikro. Omei Achile. Him Kein. Ein Oraya. Interesting. Kaka Kwan Tashidas Rashi. It comes out. It's like a kumbase. I Rashi on the top of the page said it's not a kumbase. And the Chassidim knows the machlokas on the Roin. Till now we thought the machlokas are Rishonim. No, even Rashi who maintains, like the Rambam, that it's just an Indian of Sheva Tats will concede that according to a certain number of Roin, maybe Tanoim, it is Bekumbase, which is Abayim. And that's the next paragraph. Begam. See the place, Begam? The Pirish Rashi, yeah, sure. Nay, the La Abayim Sphil they came. Abayim also submits to Bekumbase. Bekumbakam Kulu Tanoim on the Roin. We have five other sheetahs, right? The Alfi mi mokom acher, v'lo Alfi mi pashat dekor kabay, efshad the pligi al abay v'zeh. V'sorim, d'ho asay, hi b'shevi al tas, l'kei l'mu chalmidi, kei v'n d'mush m'skod al alayla shab rabbi asay. V'kei in p'yish rajad af hei, d'v rabbi osi. Owein ala v'yot d'v tavalo achilik, v'y b'yot d'v chule iskish v'chulik. Kos d'v rashi, u b'lo achilik lo mucha, d'hu b'er av yomtu. Digalamema Hashbasi when we saw this yesterday on Thursday. What do we say? Bain Ashmosh is Bitkilasyam. Sentimechashim. Ubivadai. Kavanas Rashi Lav Dafka Bain Ashmosh. I didn't read it that way. I thought that the Rashi meant Mamash Bain Ashmosh. It can't be. Why can't it be? Why can't it be? No, why can't it be? Svega Daraisa. It's impossible. Why can't it be? The Bain Ashmosh of Svega Daraisa. The Kain over Al Bayroa. It's out of the question. So I told you last week it's out of the question. Why? Because the whole mocker is derived from the matzah. And matzah can only eat after tzitzis chachamim. Only problem I ran into is what I told you last week. It's trich kro lemesa sveka. It's difficult. What's ben hashmosh? The ritva, yirum, adaf, mem, zayin, and the rogachov. In Shabbos, perikalach, adalat, both say, the Ben HaShemosh is like a Ben HaBenayim, an entity, an independent entity. Then there's no kasha, it's just called what they say. The Gemara is about, they call it a kui, or a kvi, that's how you pronounce it. Sometimes somebody goes into buffalo, some say. Heavy. Different ways of pronouncing the word. So it's a machloekas in the Gemara. It's increased stuff called Malach and Manalach, the Bukhoras, Manalach, the Beit, the Bictosis. Is this animal a suffix chaya suffix behemoth? We're just gonna show what it is. Or the bear of Neatmo. It's the bear of Neatmo. We understand why the Torah should take a pasuk about it. It's just we don't know, we're ignorant. The Torah is not ignorant of anything. Same with the Ben HaShemosh. Let's try Ben HaShemosh. The Pasha of the Ben HaShemosh is based on Shabbat Ramadan and Beit. We don't know. There's a line somewhere between sunset and the stars coming out. Somewhere there's a line which we can't find exactly. Before that is day and after that's night. And then I have my cash, it's just called the Mesa Sveka. So maybe Rashi hurls it like the Rogachev, like the Ritva, that Ben HaShemosh is a bear with Neatzma. Then he means it literally. The Mechassidah can't believe that. He learned that Rashi didn't mean that. He probably learned the Pasha that Ben HaShemosh is really just a Dalvia, not bear with Neatzma. So therefore, what is it, he says? Look carefully. Ela Kavanah, so he says, the Kodem Ascholas Yom Tetzvav, Yeh Mushbos, Utchilas Neel Tetzvav, for Yeh Mushbos. Okay, Chazina, the below Achile, Hava Amina, the Haasei Hu B'Yom Tov V'Shevi Al Taseh, the Hainu Shiyim Mushbos Kodem. Him can after the Alfimi Achile Kriya Dalad Gam can also V'Chaya Basay, Mikomako Hu Shevi Al Taseh Diye Mushbos Mechatzos. A Gavala the Gavshat. Just like in the Gavshat Mashi Neyem the Vahim Adal. Gavshat would have been, without Ah, but would have Gavshat have been, that is also Ben HaShemosh. What do you mean Ben HaShemosh? What that means is you must eliminate it by the last moment before Shkia. So too, now that Achila comes into the picture, you must eliminate it by the last moment before when? Before Chatzos. But it's all B'Shevi Al-Taseh. V'chein Efshel Lom Al-Kulu Tanoi Rav Aroi Shom against Abaye. Does Abaye have any allies? Yes. After Rabbi Akiva, the Yolam Du Erev Yomto, the Havara Avalach of Yefshel B'Yomto, but I saw where the Ubekum Basay. The Balav Achilam Mukach, the Abdul Yomtov, Mikomakom Yokola Hashmir of Yomtov, and they have Orav, they have to be a Mushpas. So therefore, the Machlokas are buying Rabbi Akiva on one hand, against other Tanam Orav in the middle, on the other hand. Uve'emet b'inay al-fusa en halokh Rabbi Akiva. I feel them nomad al-loch ha'lein b'yokham at al-betreif v'kirin posko v'tol ha'vei posko, such as Tosu Stas Chavzai we saw inside, mikol makom, Rabbi Akiva en al-sova mitov mi'omtov, v'vemes kayam along the great syllabates of your days, v'amina mitov. So there's no way he passed like Rabbi Akiva. He didn't know about the Rosh Milunil. The Rosh Milunil, he didn't find it have it printed. And then he could know like Rabbi Akiva. He could be Alfina, the Ibeir of Yantan Vare Halacha Kurova. The Hilchasa Kavasela Gabi Abaye. The Gabu Batra. To some of the Afusa who mean Los Tishchan Al Chomex. Because of the Rambam Ka. We pass like Rova. Him came and the Rova Sova. Le Alfina Mikod Abaye. After the mitzvah is Goliel, the mitzvah say v'shev yal taser. Al kela muchak min lima d'abayel from Pirish Rashi. Ach le Pirish atosus yesh lo mat v'gam abayel so v'kein. Talibu ach chilek ayin v'sugya. For Rambam Khan brings Rava and brings Tashbisu. Even Rava requires Tashbisu as Tosus does not pay him out. And Rava also relying upon Tashbisu. Comes out, it's a machlokes hatanoim amoroim. Whether in fact Hashvisu is really what? A Sheve Al Taseh, and you can be also by doing nothing, or what? It's a Kumbah saying you have to do something. It's a fundamental dispute. And the Michal Sinek is going to summarize the next paragraph and it's going to go by it, but I don't want to go late. We managed to cover just about half the Michal Sinek. We're going to about two columns. We have two more columns, which we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll go by to other Mepharshim and analyze what Hashvisu is all about, okay? Remember what I said at the beginning of the year? Do not be silent. Too early. David, no, you're not in 10 minutes. I'm going to wait around 10 minutes. I think I'm going to say, look at that, it's not true. The aid in your television to tell you to put on enough for college, you may be able to come to this ray from, says the Mechon Sim. Lo mi boy of the Rabbi Natan. This we saw once before. Shop. Your days in the grave. Toast your mouth from Amosai. Rabbi Yehuda, you all mean no server can come in a lowly alpha means to go yalfi. Big of Luktos from the Achas Mani Suro. If that's true, they're fine by the end of 12. Vada in Ezra. Certainly it's clear that there's no clear. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, sober mitzvahs hashbosa, who tell us a lot of he was rafer, after 12 on Erev Pesach, the Chacham Rabbi will call over. After 12 on Erev Pesach. The fire on Erev Pesach, when the certain mitzvah to get rid of it, and they all agree to mention to get rid of it, and they don't dispute how you get rid of it. This has nothing to do with the Shad of Hakiri has been saying until now. Now, I feel the Rosh Hashanah, the Masma Shalom B'Shas, the Sfile, the Bismar Head, the Sfile of Yudah Chomets Mishrei, for the Achaz Man of the Ainu Rosh Hashanah, the Shalom of the Rabbi Yudah Shalom B'Shalom B'Chol Dover. And therefore, you might have thought that's exactly what they're fighting. The Rosh Hashanah, no, they do with Tashbisu. People can work with Tashbisu. But rather, what happens if they burn anyway? Smoke Klaya Kerem, or all of the Gamkan, and the Subak Hakap of the Gavra, Lizro, Klaya Kerem Shalom, there is Ain of the Shusa, Ain of Shalom, Rakhama the Kosko, Ain of the Shusa, Dabo. I will also start to another one with owning all of Klaya Kerem.